Lord of life everlasting, we shall share. That's a great portion, isn't it?
Yes.
A little message on our heart. We need your prayers tonight. I haven't just studied this like I'd like to, or maybe haven't got the depths of it that I'd like to get, but I do feel like that the Lord has given us some thought and inspiration along this line, and that is the thought of the long-range purpose of God. God, when He created man at the beginning of time, He had a purpose in this. He had a long-range purpose that He desired to fill. Of course, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, it quite changed up things quite a little. But anyway, when God created man, beginning of time, He created him in His own image. He created someone to serve Him and live for Him, and someone that He could enjoy fellowship with, and someone that could replenish the earth, and so forth. God had all these long-range plans and views that He, when He created man. Now, we need to remember that God knew everything from the beginning. He knew how things would turn out. He knew what all ages and all generations and who would be in this world and who would be in authority and who would not be in authority. And one place He speaks about that He puts up kings and sets down kings. We wonder sometimes maybe why such and such a president was elected, or maybe such and such a man was a governor or some high official. It might be that if we had our thoughts about it, why we think somebody else would fit the bill a lot different. But the Lord had to have somebody to fulfill all the prophecies of the Bible. Now, some of it was grievous to the Lord, no doubt, that He had to let the wicked fulfill certain things in life. But at any rate, the plan of God had to be worked out. Now, the Bible said that wicked men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, that wasn't God's plan that'd be that way. But that wasn't God's aim and plan at all to be that way. But it's going to be that way. And that's going to be fulfilled. And now, sometimes we complain, maybe, and say, well, why does so-and-so act so foolish? And why is so-and-so be so wicked as they are? And why do they bring all these wicked devices past and all that? Well, many times that's just fulfillment of Scripture. And that person is just taking their place in life to fulfill that Scripture that God has for them. First, I want to read in Romans, the 8th chapter. This is very familiar Scripture. It seems like I got something out of it a few days ago that I just hadn't got all together out of it. 7 or 8:27, I'll start reading. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. Now, let's keep that in mind. He that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And he knoweth, and we know, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, our own weak way of thinking and our fat minds, we can't comprehend how all things work together for good. That's beyond our comprehension. We can't comprehend that at all. When we see something that begins to work in our lives, and at the moment, it may seem completely reversed to what we like for it to be. And it may seem completely different than what we intended for it to be. It may turn us in a direction, or it may change our plans around in a direction that we had never thought about in life, that we have never anticipated at all, that we have never even planned it in that way. But now when we consider the last part of it, why, that's very logical. To them who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good to them that love God. To them are called according to his purpose. Now when we consider the purpose of God and the long-range purpose of God, and consider that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts above our thoughts, and he knows down to the future that we don't know anything about at all, well, then we can understand how all things should work together for good. Now, he didn't say that right on the spur of the moment that it would be good or seem good, did he? But he said it works together for good, or works together to good. For them are called according to his purpose. Now that changes the whole situation around, even though we don't understand it and we don't comprehend it. But when we realize that God is taking us as his people, now the Bible said that we are bought with a price, and we're not our own, and we're to glorify the Lord in our bodies and soul and so forth, which are his, see. Now, if God created us and saved us, why, he's got a right to do with us whatever he wants to, with his possession, his property, according to his purpose. And if we'll let the Lord have free course in our life, let the Spirit have his way in our life, it'll work all things together for good according to his purpose. Now, some of the purpose that God has in our life, maybe we never will live to ever see that come to pass. And many times we live to see the purpose of God worked out to an extent through us even while we live in this world. And then when God has worked this thing out and had glory in it, and use us in his will and to his purpose, we can many times look back after years and see that the Lord was in that thing and I didn't know it. Now, you take, for instance, Jacob. When Jacob left his home country with a sad heart, fleeing from his brother Esau, fleeing for his life, and Jacob laid out of the heavens on a with a pillar of rocks for a pillar. Pretty hard pillar, wasn't it? And no doubt Jacob, perhaps at this time, felt sorry for himself. And he didn't know, well, now why has this all come to pass? But here on this particular night, as he lay upon these rocks, he had the dream and the vision about the ladder reaching from earth to heaven, and the angels going up, and the angels coming back down. And after he got up and around, he said, the Lord was in this place, and I didn't know it. The Lord was in that very night there, and he didn't know it. And so many times, the Lord is anything in our life, and we don't know it. And we don't know why this and why that. But the Lord knows. According to His purpose and His will, working out things through our lives. According to what He purposes and what He wants to work out there through our lives and all that, that's according to His purpose. And that's not in our power to know about our future life. Not our power at all. The only thing that God requires of you and I is to be saved and sanctified and submissive to His will. And walking in every ray of light that shines upon our pathway. That's our part. And then it's God's plan and God's will to work in our lives and work out things through our lives according to His purpose. There have been some marvelous things worked out through mankind, through the purpose of God, that we've actually been amazed at ourselves, haven't we? How God has took maybe a little tool. Someone maybe that we would think would be the least qualified. And God had been able to take that person by them yielding to God and work out His will and purpose through them to where they've been a real instrument and a real power in the hands of God. So God's purpose and God's will are beyond our comprehension now. We don't know about that. But as we go on and yield ourselves to God, I feel like that we'll begin to realize some of God's purpose in our life. Probably never realize all of His purpose in our life, but I'm sure if we live a while in this world, that God will show us and we'll maybe realize some of the purpose that God had in maybe some of the ways that He led us and some of the things that He did for us. In the 9th chapter of Romans and the 10th verse, well, I want to start reading about the let's read up here about the 6th verse. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for these are not all Israel which are Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at the last time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of God According to elect, my stand, and not in works for him that is called. Now that would seem quite a far-fetched thing to some people, wouldn't it? To think that God had his purpose and plan in a thing before it ever was even born. That would seem far-fetched to some people, wouldn't it? But now he said here that the, talking about the children of Abraham and Isaac and all, that these children were, before they even was born, neither had they ever done any evil, or they hadn't done any good, they hadn't even been born in the world, and all that. But he said that the purpose of God, according elect, my stand, not of works, but of him that called. Now God had promised Abraham that he told him to walk up and down through the earth, and behold, look to the south, north, east, and west, and behold the earth, and he said that your seed shall be as the sand, I believe, or the seashore or something, in number, and all that. Well, no doubt that was quite a thing, wasn't it? And even Abraham, the promised child, haven't even been born before this. Abraham could put up maybe a little argument, couldn't he? Said, now look here, Lord. This sounds kind of far-fetched, that I would be the father of all these nations, and where is this all going to come about? And men, sir, are so old and past childbearing age and all those things, and how is this thing going to be? But there was a purpose that God had even before these children were ever born. There's a purpose that God had in mind to use many people before they're ever born in this world, before they was ever come to life in this world. God had a purpose. Now, God had a purpose in Christ being born, didn't he? The seed of God and all. God knew just what how Christ. Mary didn't seem to understand it. The Lord didn't seem to understand himself till he come to that time. But he had a purpose in that. The Lord, God knew what he's going to do, didn't he? He had a purpose in John the Baptist being born, even though they didn't understand it. And told him what his name be, and he'd be called the prophet of the Most High. And many times when the things had happened in the Lord's Jesus' life and all that, why, no doubt in John the Baptist's life, the mothers, they marveled at these things. And he said, the Bible said, they kept this thing. And they wondered, what could these things mean now? What is it, what is it all about? And they saw all these things. And when the child Jesus was 12 years old, and he left his father and mother and went up there and was conversing with the lawyers and with the doctors and all that, and answering their hard questions and all that. And they come back and found him, and they pondered those things. Now, what could this all mean? God is beginning to work out his purpose through that. And all down through, you can find out. And through the purpose of before people were born, that God knew what they were going to, how they were going to turn out, and he knew where he could use them. That I need this purpose, this person over here to fulfill this Bible prophecy, and here's another over here that's going to fit in this category to fulfill this Bible prophecy, and on, it's been that time in that way since the beginning of time that all these things be fulfilled and all his purpose be fulfilled. So The children, he said, being not yet born, neither having done good or evil. They didn't know a thing about it. They wasn't even existing. And all that the purpose of God, according to the elect, might stand, not the works, but of him that called. That God had in mind to work out these things. And then in Ephesians letter 1 and 11, let us notice there, in Ephesians 1 and 11. Let's notice here a few verses. He said, having made known, ninth verse, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which is purposed in himself. Now, the Lord, he purposed things, and God purposed things within himself. They didn't have to ask mankind about it. In fact, when God purposed to create the world and make the first man and woman and all the cattle and everything, there weren't even anybody here to ask about. But even after Jesus began to exist in all this, the Lord didn't have to ask man about these things, but he said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. The Lord had some great purposes within himself, and God had some great purposes within himself when he made mankind, didn't he? He had great purposes in mind. He had great things to fulfill, and all that which he purposed within himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even him whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Being predestinated, that according to the purpose of him who worketh all things at the counsel of his own will. Now, to give us a little illustration here, when I was a boy, our elementary schoolhouse burned down. And they replaced this schoolhouse with native rock. Just went out in the fields and gathered up old native rock. Just big rocks and little rocks and all designs and shapes of rocks that there was. And they hired a rock mason to put up this building. And I remember about it, I remember a little bit about it, but anyway, they told me my brothers worked on the job, I think, my daddy and my uncle and different ones. And this man, he set up his scaffold and he started making this meeting or this schoolhouse, and began to put his mortar in here and get his wall all fixed and fit these rocks in there. And they told me that man knew where every rock fit, what rock he wanted. He had his helpers there, and he says, give me that rock. And that rock, that one here, give me that rock over there. And he fit right in there. He knew. He knew what he was doing and all about. Now, the ones of handing him and waiting on him and serving him, they didn't know what happened. But he was a rock mason. He was trained. He knew. And give me this rock, it'll fit in this crevice. And it'll fit in this hole. And on and on. And when he got that up there, he had a beautiful building built out of native rock that is still standing there today, as far as I know, and built when I was a boy. But the thought is that somebody knew what he's doing. And he purposed the authority to build this, and all he wanted was just to help someone. They didn't know what to give him, only he told them. You know, all God needs of us is just us. That's all he needs, just you and just me. He don't need our instruction. He don't need our advice. He's as old a job as the world has been, isn't he? He knows all about it. And if you and I can so fit in the plan of God, to just like this Robert Mason was, that he can say, you go here, you go there, you do this, you do that. And if we would just fit in there and let God fit us in his purpose and his will, and according to his counsel, we'll be fit in the plan of God and used to the glory of God. Perhaps there are people that God wanted to use in his purpose and his plan that he couldn't use because they were rebellious. Because they rebelled and failed to fulfill their purpose in life. In a case like that, God had someone else that he could take and use to put in their place. But he said, according now, he had predestinated according to the purpose of his will to work out all things at the counsel of his own will. At the counsel of his own will. The person in the God plan is not my business at all. That's God's business. That's God's purpose. I do feel like that I want to be living close enough to God that I would have covered me